Good afternoon and welcome to the City Club of Cleveland. I'm Dan Malthrop. I'm the chief executive here at the City Club. I'm also a proud member. It's my privilege to introduce our speaker today, Dr. Mackie Raymond. Her name's actually Margaret, but she goes by Mackie, and she insists that nobody call her Margaret. She's the director of the Center for Research on Education Outcomes at Stanford University. She's joining us to discuss the findings of a study looking at 6 years' worth of data on charter school performance in the state of Ohio. Charter schools are quickly becoming a defining feature of the public education landscape across the nation. Here in Ohio, public charters were introduced in 1997, and over the past two decades, charters have grown significantly. Today, they educate more than 120,000 children throughout Ohio and 18,000 students in Cleveland. To provide just a little bit of context for today's discussion, it's worth taking a quick detour to define a charter school. In short, charters have three distinct characteristics. First, they're schools of choice, by which we mean that to attend a charter, a parent must make an affirmative decision to enroll their child in that school. Second, charters operate independent of traditional districts and of some state regulations. These freedoms give charters greater flexibility in how they select staff and select curriculum. Third, charters are held contractually accountable for their results by a charter school authorizer. In addition to those characteristics, it's also worth noting that charters receive significantly less public financial support than district schools. The money they do receive, however, does come out of district budgets. The principle, though, the notion of charter schools, it's all fairly simple. Empower parents with choice, give schools freedom, and then hold schools accountable, and higher student achievement will follow. At least that was the idea. But how does that idea stack up against reality? Are charters actually producing better results than their district counterparts, or are their results worse? The answers vary, especially here in Ohio. One way to answer this question is by analyzing data on charters. And since 1999, Stanford University's Center for Research on Education Outcomes, commonly known as CREDO, has been the nation's foremost independent evaluator of charter school performance. Today, we'll hear how Ohio's charters are faring as Dr. Raymond presents the results of CREDO's newest study, which was produced with support from the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. Dr. Raymond has served as the director of CREDO since its inception in 1999. Prior to joining Stanford, she held faculty positions in the political science and economics departments at the University of Rochester.